The spire will fall and they shall be born again. I open the mouths to see if they will scream. Will she run? Will she run when she sees the mouths scream?
I don't like it, Tom.
What do you mean?
Is this like on Delver again?
I don't...
The other staff. Did he pay them all to go away or something? Is he trying to take charge?
I don't think so.
Why wouldn't he get rid of the Ood as well?
Well, the Ood is useful. I mean, it must be so cool.
What?
I know he doesn't like to talk about it, but he's the voice. Your dad is the voice.
The voice of what?
Come on.
The Ood?
You must recognize him.
Nope.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's far too polite.
Oh, right.
It honestly doesn't sound like him, not to me. I've been around the Ood so much, and Dad so little. As far as I'm concerned, it's their voice now. What's that? Is that all right?
The prefab's designed to make noises like that.
That's a terrible design.
It's relieving pressure as it shifts. You shouldn't let it worry you.
I'm worried about a lot of things, Tom. Right now, I'm worried about dinner.
Not hungry?
Not for this stuff, no.
She expects fine dining at the edge of the universe.
I'll just watch you eat it, will I?
I like it. Full of protein.
I designed this recipe myself.
Oh, of course you did. Taken over as chef, too.
Contains all the nutrients required.
I know what you're doing. You'll crack out the proper stuff as soon as I'm gone.
Your mother did the cooking at home. That's what ruined your palate.
We're not talking about Mum.
How is she these days? On another of her pilgrimages, I expect. Stellar of Light Protector.
I said, we're not talking about her. Going deaf in your old age.
Oh, I think it's rather tasty.
Feel free to have mine.
Thomas is more appreciative of my efforts than my own daughter.
Oh, yeah. Tom's a big fan of your work.
To be expected.
He was gushing about the translator sphere just now.
I just said...
So cool, apparently.
It is a remarkable piece of kit.
Remarkable, is it?
Sorry, Dr. Scott.
A talking bull shoved up an orifice? Oh, yes, truly remarkable. I should do the same to you, Thomas. You'd speak with more sense.
Okay.
It was a tool for a project, nothing more. A communication network for my pitiful team. A ladder to reach greater heights. And then they sell the bloody ladder. Those brainless idiots didn't even change the presets. My voice, my vision, they stole it. Something you'd know all about, little Ida.
It's not like they didn't pay you for it.
Oh, yes. They bought me off for making a mockery of me. My voice, the default setting, squeaking out of all those servants. Oh, yes, I got a glorious payout.
And now you're using that money for ridiculous ends. Come on. Out with it.
Out with what?
Professor Destin must have taken one heck of a bribe to leave you all alone out here.
Excuse me?
True to form. Won't let anyone else cook for you. Won't let anyone else cure you.
If you want a job doing properly.
It's your obsessive need for control. How long was it before you took over? Clear the way. Odysseus Scott is in residence.
Whereas you try to force your way back into my life and ship me off to institutions I've never heard of.
The Granter Unit is a specialist in Axabar Syndrome.
It's a mausoleum. Full of broken souls past their prime.
But you need actual medical attention, Dad, not some weird gravity spa. You're better than this.
Yeah, but of course you button the sprawl, forever denting the impression. A butterfly moment waiting to be born.
What?
I'm retiring for the night. I forget how exhausting you are.
Dad. Your speech.
Enough! Words. Enough.
Look, we'll stop arguing. Say something, Tom.
If you're not going to eat, leave the scraps for the Ood.
Odysseus, maybe I should help you.
No! Thomas! I'm very disappointed in you.
Right, I think I'll make sure the spire is secure.